Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. This is Jerry in the Pacemakers. Jerry with a G from the Wayback Machine. I'm glad you're here. It's 23 after. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my one for my book is ageofthecustomer.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Deborah Fine is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member. Deborah Fine, D-E-B-R-A, fine.com is the website. The Fine Art of Small Talk is one book, and Beyond the Texting, the Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers is the other book. Deborah, thanks again for being here. We talked about the holiday parties, the Christmas parties, how to make sure it's not a career-defining moment for you. Now, let's help us understand a little bit better how to make small talk with folks. Can I offer the first suggestion?
Oh, please.
Leave the phone.
I'm glad you didn't write the book about it, Jim.
Leave
Go
the
ahead.
Phone in the car.
Oh, I could not agree more. You know, it's not just that people are addicted to it, it's that it's a crutch now. It is a crutch. Yeah. It's like, I call it the, you know how in the old days people would just stand over at the bar because they didn't want to talk to anybody or didn't know what to say? So now they just stand there, they're so important that they have to be on their device.
But the device is almost it's now become more of a firewall. See, the drink was a firewall. You can sort of, you know, people look like they're really doing something important with it, you know. And look, I get it. I got a new Galaxy S7. I love it.
Oh, quit bragging, Jim.
But folks, you know, it's obnoxious when you're around other people.
I agree.
Rude.
But also,
it's rude.
If you become unapproachable, so let's pretend I am your client and or your boss, although everyone that's listening typically is they own their own businesses. But let's pretend if you're on your device, you become an unapproachable person. So I'm not going to choose you to walk up to and go, so tell me about, you know, business this year. What's been your most exciting new change with your organization? Or just bring me up to date about the family. I'm not going to walk up to you if you're on your device. I'm going to walk up to somebody that looks approachable.
Why don't you walk up to them and say, am I the only one in the room who thinks you're being rude?
No, Jim, I can't do that. You could do that, though.
I would.
You would.
But, you know, I've got kids and in-laws and grandkids, and when they come to my house for dinner, I say, okay, here's the rule: no phones at the table.
Well, no, that's different, Jim. You're the king of that house. Even, you know, we have four kids, all grown, and we went on a trip together to celebrate one of my more momentous birthdays. And the first night, it was awesome. We were in a foreign country. The first night, one of the young men gets on his, you know, the kind of work that he does, he had free global service, right? So he takes out his phone at the dinner table, first night of this thing.
No.
And the oldest, his sister, says to him, John, you're not really going to use your phone at dinner or any other meal, are you? I didn't even have to say a word.
Wow,
his sister
good for
took
her.
Care of it. Isn't that great?
Good for her.
Yeah, it's awesome, but that's our family. But you can't do anything about people that are your clients.
We're talking to them right now, Deborah. Folks, put the phone in your pocket, leave it in your purse. If you have to check something, if you're worried about the kids, check it and put it away.
Right.
Because no small talk, no conversations are going to happen otherwise.
But that's the key, is that you're there. It's an investment of your time. If you're not hosting, why did you bother driving and parking and going through all that? Just stay there an hour if that's your deal, and make the most of this. Mingle, get around the room, meet as many people as you possibly can, start good conversations, and if you want to get on your phone, leave. Just leave early, but just make the most of this opportunity to really connect with a potentially new customer. Or people think they're ignored. If you don't get over to say hello to me, Jim, I don't assume it's because you don't know what to say to me. I assume it's because you're a snob.
Right.
And you think you're too cool to talk to me because I'm not a big enough customer.
How about this? Find the person in the room. If you want to take a challenge, find the person in the room that when you looked at them, you thought, that's that person. I will never like that person. I don't like the way they look. I don't like their dress. I don't like their hair. Find that,
is that
person.
Why people walk up to me, Jim?
Find that person and go talk to them.
Well, that's one approach, Jim. But no, I like mine a little better.
Okay, go ahead.
A kinder one than saying, oh, I don't like the way they look.
No, I mean, in your mind, you're thinking that, because we all do that, right?
I get it.
People look at me like that all the time, so I know what's going on there.
Okay, Jim, you're as adorable as they come and approachable as they come. But I do look for somebody standing by themselves always. That's my first move. Even if when I go to my Rotary holiday party, I always look, because there's always a spouse or a partner or something like that that has nobody to talk to, or somebody from my Rotary club who, you know, we have 120 people. It's overwhelming. I know everybody's name. I walk up to somebody standing by themselves. That's who I start a conversation with and try to include them. But usually it's not because that they look bad or that
what do you,
I don't
you
like
walk
them.
Up and say, come here often, or what's your sign? What do you do when you get there?
Well, I usually say, first of all, how do you know the host or hostess? I mean, not in my Rotary part. I might say, how'd you get involved with Rotary? But if I'm at a client thing or a business thing, I just ask, what got you involved in this association? Or what, mm-hmm. you know, tell me about you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I say, what my favorite line with anybody, if it's a work situation, a professional setting, is I say, what keeps you busy outside of work? Because I want to talk about something besides
that's
work.
That's good.
I want to get
and
to
then,
know them.
And then when they tell you something, then say, here's a little tip. They say, tell me more.
Well, yeah, exactly. Or
then
just
keep them talking.
Yeah, exactly. But that's my favorite thing at a work situation, is what keeps you busy outside? What keeps you busy outside
like
of your work?
That.
And by the way, if your wife is there, Jim, and I've never met her before, I don't know anything about her, this is what I say to her, because I don't know her. I don't know if she works outside the home.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about her. I just say, oh, it's so good to meet you. So tell me about you. You know, what keeps you
mm-hmm.
busy?
Mm-hmm.
So I say, what keeps you busy, to somebody I don't know if they're working or whatever. And you know, I'll tell you what not to do. How's your job at Wells Fargo? Don't be asking that. Unless you know they're still working
Deborah,
there.
I got to wrap it up. Deborah, find
okay,
out.
Okay, happy holidays, Deborah, everybody.
Happy holidays. Come back soon, Deborah.
Thanks, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.